church. Have I said I love the stirring of God's people before? Have I said that? I do. Most of you, Tommy. Hear these words from God's Word. If I can pull it up here. This is Psalm 1. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water. Do you want to be like a tree planted by streams of water? It yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither, whatever they do, prospers. God is there for us. We just want to press into him, just like that tree. Can you just picture that tree on the side of a bank, and just well-watered tree that produces fruit? That's what we're looking for. Let's invite the Holy Spirit to be in this place this morning, shall we? Let's pray. Father, you are good, you are holy, you are righteous. And sometimes, Father, when we know who we are, we wonder how you are even mindful of us. But you're mindful of us because you love us. We want to be that like that tree, well watered. We want to yield fruit. We want to be a fruitful people. Would you come, send your Holy Spirit into this place? Stir our hearts. In the powerful name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. I want to also welcome our live stream audience as you worship with us. Just rise if you're able as we worship together.
'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Oh, how sweet it is to trust in Jesus. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus. Well, just to trust his cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me beneath the healing cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, and how I trust him, and how I've proved him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, my precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Just from sin and self to cease, just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him. Well, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him. How I prove him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, my precious Jesus, oh, oh, for grace to trust him more. Lord Jesus, give us that grace this morning to trust you even more. glad I learned to trust thee, my precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that you are with me. You will be with me till the end.
Let's sing it out with all we are. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him.
Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, and how I prove him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, my precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more.
Amen. It's good to be here with you this morning, church. And there's so many lines from that song that really speak to me, but I can't talk about them all. Can't talk about them all. We'd be here all day, all right? But there's this line in the fourth verse that says, I'm so glad I learned to trust thee. This morning, I want you to think about how utterly hopeless and desperate your life would be before Jesus Christ. Because I think sometimes we forget all the things that God does for us. And I know for myself, I'm so glad. I can see it in my own life how much God has done for me. He's covered my life with mercy and grace. And I'm not up here because of what I have done, but because of the mercy and the grace of God. And he has saved me. And so this morning, I pray that we come as a saved and redeemed people to pour our love and our gratitude and our praise out to the God who has saved us. I'm so glad that he has saved me. I pray that you know the grace of God in your own life.
Amen. You got pain. Well, he's a pain taker. And if you feel lost, well, he's a way maker. And you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. You got chains, well, he's a chain breaker. You've been walking the same old road for miles and miles. You've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies. When you're trying to feel the same old holes inside, well, there's a better life. Well, there's a better life. You got pain. He's a pain taker. And if you feel lost, well, he's a way. Savior, you got chains. He's a chain breaker. And we've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. And we've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. We've all run to things we know that just ain't right. Well, there's a better life. There's a better life. You got pain. He's a pain taker. You feel lost. Well, he's a way maker. You need freedom or saving. He's a prison shaking savior. You got chains. He's a chain breaker. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you feel it, somebody testify.
Can I get a witness up in here?
If you believe it, if you receive it, if you feel it, Somebody testify, testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you feel it. Somebody testify, testify. You got pain. He's a pain taker.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you feel lost. Well, he's a way maker. You need freedom. Saving, he's a prison shaking savior. You got chains, he's a chain breaker.
You need freedom,
you need freedom. Saving, he's a prison shaking savior. You got chains, he's a chain breaker.
Amen, amen. Let's give a Lord and Savior Jesus Christ a round of applause this morning. All right. It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. You may be seated, but children, come on down for your children's message.
Everybody this morning. Everybody coming down here? Hey guys, how are y'all? Good to see everybody this morning. Are you excited to be here? Yep. All right, well, I am excited for you to be here. We've come today to celebrate who? Who are we going to celebrate today? Jesus, that's right. Well, so this morning I have some questions for you, okay? Think y'all can answer them? Mm-hmm. Okay, so first question is, who do you go to when you're sick?
The doctor.
You went to the doctor on Friday. Okay. Okay, so when you go to the doctor, what does the doctor do?
Make you feel better.
Feel better? Does he check your temperature? Does he check your heartbeat? Gives you medicine? Might give you a shot?
Yikes.
Yeah. Okay. But he figures out what's wrong with you, right? He figures out what's wrong with you, and you get better, right? Yep. Okay. So, next question. Who would you call if there was a leak in the sink in your bathroom?
Mario?
Okay. A plumber. So, would the plumber come and fix the plumbing? He would come fix the sink, right? Right. Would you call the doctor to come fix your plumbing? No. Okay, so my next question is, who would you call if there was a fire?
A firefighter.
That's right. And the firemen would come out, the fire trucks would come out, and they would put the fire out, right? So the question is, would you call the plumber to come put your fire out?
No.
Okay, so all right. So you need the firemen to put the fire out, right? Okay, so next question, it says, where would you go if your car was broken? Where would you go if your car was, where?
A mechanic,
that's right. Mechanic knows how to work on a car, right? Would you call me to come work on your car?
No.
Why not? Do you know I might know how to work on a car? No, probably not. That's right. So you want to call somebody that knows what they're doing, right? All right, so whenever you have a problem, you want to get the right person to help you with your problem, right? Just like you need a fireman, you don't call the plumber when there's a fire, and you don't call the doctor when there's a leak in the sink, right? And if your car is broken, you only call the fire department, right? So you want to get the right person for the right job. Okay, so my last question, who would you go to or call if you were sad, are confused, are angry, are upset?
Therapist.
A therapist? Okay. Well, okay, you're right. You would probably go. You're right. You are absolutely right. But, so who else would you call? Who would you go to? Jesus. You would call Jesus. Would you call him on the phone and say, dial his number and say, hello, Jesus, I've got a problem?
No.
You pray. You can talk to him anytime about anything. He will fix your problems. He will fix everything. He'll help you as you go through them. He may not fix it today. He may not fix it tomorrow. It may be a while, but is God still with us? Yes. He will help us get through anything that's going on in our lives. Because sometimes life happens, right? Sometimes we get sad. Sometimes we're just don't know what to do. We're upset. And sometimes we're happy. Do you need to go to God when you're happy too? Yes. Yes, you do. We don't need to just go to God when we're sad and upset. We need to go to God when we're happy. He will be with us all the time. And he will help us through everything in our... He will never forget us. You are absolutely right. He will never do what? We get to see. Yes, he will never forget us. That's right. He listens to us. We just have to talk to him all the time. Do we just talk to him once a day or once a week or
every day,
all the time at different times of the day? We can talk to him at the grocery store. We can talk to him at school. You can talk at a party, at the park, at your friend's house, at church. You can talk to God. That's right. Anywhere you want to, you can talk to God. And it says in 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7, it says, humble yourselves, therefore, unto God's mighty hand, that he will lift you up in due time. And it says, cast all your worries on him, because he cares for you. Did you know that? God cares for each one of you, and he cares for each one of us here. Isn't that amazing that God is with us all the time? And he's the right person that we need to go to help us with our problems, right? Yeah. So as you go about your week, remember that God is there waiting and watching and listening and ready for you to talk to. When you're afraid or you're scared or you're confused or you're happy, whatever you're feeling, talk to God, because he is with you all the time. Can y'all do that? All right. Well, let's say a prayer. Dearly Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you that you love us. Just bless us as we go through our day. And Lord, thank you that you are with us always and that we can come to you with everything that's going on in us, Lord, whether we're afraid or scared or happy or lonely or uncertain, Lord, that you are with us and watching over us and that you care so much about each one of us, Lord. We thank you that you love us in your precious son's name. Amen. Let's go. Okay, thank you, Allie.
Hello, are we on? Thank you, Arliss. Well, good morning. Once again, I want to welcome those who are worshiping with us online. I want to remind you to register your attendance with us through the app. That would be helpful and awesome. There's not any events that are on the horizon. I mean, there's some a little further out, so just be sure to check your bulletin for those. And let's stand as we recite the Apostles' Creed together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven on earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Universal Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. And great truths that unite our hearts. Well, this morning during our prayer time, I want to give people an opportunity to be prayed over. We did this in the early service, and it seemed to resonate there. And so if you need prayer for anything, I'm just going to ask you to signify that need by standing, if you feel comfortable doing that. And we would love to surround you and lay hands on you and pray for you. You don't have to say anything, but just your standing is enough. And also, I believe that it's a sign to the Lord, not that you have to stand, but it's almost like, God, I need you, and God will respond. If we draw near to him, promise is he will draw near to us. So if you need prayer this morning, I invite you to stand. told the early service this is a safe place. And I've shared this analogy before, but you know, if we're sick and we go to the emergency room, we're not going to sit out in the lobby and not engage the nursing staff. And so there's a physician here today. Jesus is available. So if you need prayer, I'll give you just another little bit here. If you need prayer, go ahead and stand. All right, church, let's love on these people. Let's surround them. Share what the need is, go ahead and do that with your group, and I'm going to ask that somebody in that group just lead out and pray. And for those of us who are still in our seats, if you have something on your heart in regard to someone you can pray for or maybe a need for yourself, go ahead and intercede as well, and then I'll close this when we spend a little time praying in groups. Can continue praying as I pray. Father, we thank you, God, for your love for us. And Jesus, you are a pain taker. You are a way maker. And so, Lord, I pray that you take physical pain away this morning. I pray you take emotional pain away this morning, spiritual pain, and bring healing there. Lord, there may be some this morning that they just don't know the way. Jesus, you are the way, the truth, and the life. You are a way maker, so I just pray that you be that for them. I pray you make provision in that area this morning. Father, I ask that you provide financial provision for those who are struggling in that area this morning. Lord, I believe that we all have a destiny to live out, and part of that destiny is all of us meeting in this room at this time. This will never happen again, that this same group of people are in this room at this moment. Lord, I believe before the foundation of the earth, you knew that. And so, Lord, you're here to meet with us, meet the needs that we have, bring encouragement and peace. Lord, just minister. Holy Spirit, just minister in supernatural ways to us this morning. Father, I pray for reconciliation for families this morning. I don't know, maybe that's for somebody. I pray, God, that you restore what the locusts have devoured in regard to relationships in families. God, I pray against anxiety and depression this morning. I pray for peace to come and settle in those places, Lord, where peace is absent. Oh, you're such a good, good Father. Jesus, you're such a gracious Lord. And Holy Spirit, you're just an awesome comforter. bless your name, Holy Trinity. Father, continue to use this church for your glory. Lord, help us to have your heart for humanity. Help us to have your heart for this community and the communities we live in. Holy Spirit, help us to love deeper and greater. Help us to love our neighbor, Lord, in profound ways. And thank you for allowing us to be part of the kingdom. Thank you for allowing us to assemble as this fellowship. Bless us so we can be a blessing to others. We thank you for the opportunity to pray, and we pray the prayer that Jesus, you taught your disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Remind you that there will be several available for prayer after the service. Also, our giving opportunities, you can text to give the number on the screen. You can also give electronically in our offering boxes or by the entrances. If you have a prayer request you'd like to submit, you can go ahead and fill that out. There's a prayer request card in the chair pocket in front of you. You can also drop those in the offering box. God bless.
There's the spirit of victory in the room right now. I think God wants to do something. And I think he wants you to pray for his power to bring victory in your life. And I'm just going to ask you to be bold if that's you. If you're saying, God, I need victory in my life. I don't know what it is. Maybe over sin, maybe over depression, maybe over fear. I'm gonna ask you to be bold, and I'm gonna ask you to raise your hand, and I'm gonna say, in that you're just saying, God, I'm asking you to bring me victory through your power, not my own. And as we sing this next chorus, great, your promise still stands. I want you to keep that arm raised.
Promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness. And I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Still in your hands, this is my confidence. You never fail me yet, and I never will forget. You've never failed me yet. Lowest moment, and you saw me at my very worst. When I expected disappointment, love was all I heard.
He's loving, y'all, he's good.
My sin was deep, your grace was deeper.
God is bigger.
My shame was wide, your arms were wider. My guilt was great, your love was greater still.
The King of Kings has spoken the final word. Your sin is defeated.
You ran to me when I was naked, and you clothed me in your righteousness, and you pulled me from the depths of darkness into your light again.
Oh, into your light again.
sin was deep, your grace was deeper. Well, my shame was wide, your arms were wider. My guilt was great, your love was greater still.
Your love, your
my love. Sin, 'cause my sin was deep, but your grace was deeper. Well, my shame was wide, your arms.
Welcome again. Glad you're here with us this morning. If you are our guest this morning, we're especially glad that you're with us. There's a card in the seat pocket in front of you that says guest registration, has a blue stripe. Would love for you to fill that out, and I would love to meet you at the end of the service down at this end of the foyer. Have a free gift for our guests, and would love to meet you and get to know you a little bit. Turn with me, if you would, to 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5. Three verses that are packed full for us this morning. Verse 16. Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, you are the invited guest in this place. We ask you now to speak in power and authority and transform our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. So how many of you were watching on January the 2nd, the Buffalo Bills and the Cincinnati Bengals football game? A few of you, several of you. You know, if you engaged in the news at all, you know that what happened in that ball game, a young man named DeMar Hamlin, early in the game, he made a tackle on a player, a routine tackle. He stands up and then he drops down and begins to go into cardiac arrest. And the game ended up being suspended because the EMT people came out and began to work on DeMar Hamlin and basically trying to save his life. And this is what was going on as the EMT people were having their time saving his life. Now, I love that picture. It's both teams who were obviously adversaries, fans from both sides, and there was no anti-defamation league. There was no ACLU. There was no separation of church and state. There was a need. This young man's life held in the balance, and everybody knew immediately the answer was to hit their knees. I love that photo. It says so much about when the chips are down. You know, we can have all these debates about you pray in school, don't pray in school. And by the way, there was no one having a moment of silence. Did you know that? I that drives me nuts. You go to a ball game, well, we're gonna have a moment of silence. No, they were praying for this young man's life. The next day, on ESPN, that well-known Christian network, I love sports, but come on. Anyway, ESPN has a program called NFL Live, and one of the people that was on that is an ex-football player, an ex-quarterback. His name is Dan Orlovsky, and most of y'all have seen this or heard about this, read about it. But here's what happened on ESPN the next morning.
Football gave me everything. You know, and I think even through the midst of absolute tragedy last night, I think you saw some of the beauty of football mm-hmm. as well, that it's brought us all here together. You know, like, this is a little bit different. I've heard it all day, like, thoughts and prayers. And you just heard Scherf and Jonathan Allen say, like, all we can do is pray for him. And I've heard the Buffalo Bills organization say that we believe in prayer. And maybe this is not the right thing to do, but it's just on my heart that I want to pray for
it is.
DeMar Hamlin right now. I'm going to do it out loud. I'm going to close my eyes. I'm going to bow my head, and I'm just going to pray for him. God, we come to you in these moments that we don't understand, that are hard, because we believe that you're God, and coming to you and praying to you has impact. We're sad, we're angry, and we want answers, but some things are unanswerable. We just want to pray, truly come to you and pray for strength for DeMar, for healing for DeMar, for comfort for DeMar, to be with his family, to give them peace. If we didn't believe that prayer didn't work, we wouldn't ask this of you, God. I believe in prayer. We believe in prayer. We lift up DeMar Hamlin's name in your name. Amen.
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 It's beautiful. Amen.
Respectfully.
Did you hear that? If we didn't believe in prayer, Lord, we wouldn't be bothering you with this. You know, by the way, I think everybody knows DeMar made a full recovery and is doing really well now and has given the praise to God for that, for all the prayers that were offered up for him. So continuing the sermon series today, authentic Christianity. And again, just a reminder, this is not to judge others, but it's to reflect upon where we are in our own life. And today's message is a Christian praise, a Christian praise. So I want to kind of start off by saying this, kind of a pastoral confession. We don't have a curtain for any of that stuff, but it is a pastoral confession. Silence with the Lord is hard for me. I know y'all, some of y'all are thinking, you know, that silence would never be hard for Pastor Jeff. That was a joke. I'm extroverted. I like stimulation and with I'm a people person. I'm relational, and it's hard for me to just sit and be quiet because I find myself when I'm trying to be with the Lord and quietly, I find myself going, you know, as soon as I finish this, I really need to kind of go do. I've got some things I need to do, you know, and I have to fight it, Lord. So there's some things I do to help me with that, but I want to confess that I don't have, you know, I'm not this shining example that like do exactly like Pastor Jeff does. I struggle with quiet time. I connect with God easier and better through other believers. When our Monday prayer time is a time when there's about a dozen or so of us, which by the way, we'd love for that group to grow at noon on Monday. That's a rich time for me because we're uniting our hearts together in prayer. So I just say that to kind of start off. But so let's talk a little bit about prayer. First of all, prayer connects our heart to God's. It's not, we'll talk more about it in a minute, but it's not just this wish list, but it's connecting our hearts with God. The passage we read today, verse 17, says, pray continually, and that word continually is the NIV translation, but most other translations say without ceasing. And so I put it in my email this week, how do we do that? I mean, what does that mean, pray without ceasing? So obviously we can't forever be our whole life at an altar rail praying. But we are told to pray without ceasing. Well, I believe that means be connected with the Lord all the time. I didn't tell my wife this, but I'm gonna. She'll forgive me. Did y'all see her eyes got real big just then? It's nothing personal, but my wife and I, we have such a relationship that she finishes my sentences for me. Is anybody, any other husbands in the house that their wife does that for them? I'll say something like, Cheryl, did you? Yeah, I went by the bank already. I've already got that done. I'm like, oh, okay. And did you? Yeah, I went by Sam's and got your cashews. I like cashews, by the way. And I'm like, all I got to do is say, did you? And she starts answering me. I believe it's because we are connected. We are in harmony with one another, and that's a good thing, by the way, Cheryl. It's a little annoying sometimes, but I will say. Sometimes I say, can I just let me finish my question, please. Did you go to the bank today? One of those kind of deals. But prayer connects our heart with God. So he's not saying, his word is not saying that we are to be in physical prayer where we're saying, Lord, I know I'm actually mowing the yard, but I need to go, stay constantly in prayer. Or I know I'm going to the grocery store and I need to be thinking about what's on my list, but I really need. No, he's saying be connected with me constantly, without ceasing. Pray continually to be in this attitude of prayer, because prayer, which is communication, connects our heart to God's. Secondly, prayer is God's will for us. This passage today, it's really interesting. Did you know that, do you have desires and what you would say is your will for your kids and your grandkids? For me, I want my kids and my grandkids to be happy and healthy, but more than anything, I want them to know Jesus. And Cheryl and I thank the Lord all the time that our family knows Jesus. That's my will for my kids, for my grandkids. God has a heart for us. He has a will. He says, be joyful always, pray continually without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. He wants us to be a joyful people. And I say this all the time, but I call them freeze-dried Christians. Freeze-dried Christians never have attracted a single person to Christ. If you walk around and you're somber, well, we've got to be really, and I tell you all the time, let's laugh in church, for goodness sake. God wants us to be a joyful people, and that's not to be sacrilegious or anything, but to be joyful, to be a joyful people. Freeze-dried Christians don't attract anyone to Christ. So his will for us is to be a joyful people, to pray without ceasing, to be in this connection with him always in all circumstances, and to give thanks most of the time. Oh, it doesn't say most of the time. What does it say? Give thanks in all circumstances? Wow. Now, it's not saying that if you have a trial or a tragedy or a doctor's diagnosis or any of those things, he's not saying that we have to jump up and down and say, yippee. He's saying that underneath the trials of this world, that there's this joy and thanks because we know that God loves us. And I tell people this, I know it, if you don't know Christ, you're not going to understand this, but when bad things are happening in our lives, when there's trials in our lives, it doesn't mean God doesn't love us. God has already settled that issue on the cross. He's proved his love for us. I mean, that's settled. That's a done deal. But Jesus also said, man, this world's hard. You're going to have stuff. But I've overcome the world. And I've proven my love on the cross. That's what Jesus is telling us. So we, because of that, we can, in all circumstances, we can be joyful, we can give thanks, and we are to be in an attitude of prayer continually in that joy and thanksgiving. That's God's heart for us in Christ Jesus. And that's how we're empowered to do it, through the Holy Spirit, through Jesus Christ. Prayer is God's will for us. Thirdly, prayer is a two-way conversation. We have, I don't know, maybe you don't, I do. If you don't think about it, you think that prayer is where we, very diligently either get on our knees or we're sitting in our chair or whatever we're doing, wherever we're praying, and we're giving God our list. I say it, God is not Santa Claus. He's not asking us to sit in his lap and give him our list, what we want for Christmas. That's not prayer. Now, that doesn't mean we shouldn't pray for specific needs and things in our heart, but prayer is a two-way conversation. Did you know that prayer is listening to? I was telling the early church, you think I flop with the sermon every once in a while. You should have been here when I had the children's sermon a few years ago. I thought I was trying to teach the kids about prayer and communicating with God and being connected with God and everything. And when I was little, we couldn't afford walkie-talkies. We didn't have walkie-talkies. And we had the cans and the string. Anybody else use the cans and the string? And it worked. I mean, I thought it was pretty cool, get up in a tree and somebody's, down there like, hey, man, let's go get a cookie or something. And so I rigged up these two cans and a string, and I'm trying to show these kids that they have no, if it doesn't have batteries, they have no clue. So I'm saying, here, we used to use these when I was a kid, and so I gave it to one of the kids in the down here, and I got over here, and I said, now I'm going to whisper something in here. You tell me what I said. So I said something. Did you hear that? Nope. So I said it a little louder. Did you hear that? No. And before it's over, I'm just like, did you hear that? It just didn't work. Didn't work at all. But prayer, I have no idea why I told that story, but it's I think it fits somewhere. Prayer is a two-way conversation. It's not just us giving God our list. Yes, that's important to pray for needs and pray our heart for others and even for ourselves. That's okay. But that's not the end all of prayer. Prayer is also listening. God wants relationship with us, and it's taken me, Cheryl and I will be married 43 years this summer. I know I look much younger than that. But it's taken me most of those 42 and a half years to learn this, but communication is a two-way street. And sometimes we need to listen. It's funny, just this weekend, Kirby was over the house, and her and Cheryl, I was in the room, and her and Cheryl were talking, and I mean, they're talking about, you know, spices and different, you know, flowers and whatever. They're talking about all this chicky stuff. And I listened for a little while, and then I just kind of went, I mean, and then Kirby said something to me. And I didn't hear things she said because I wasn't listening. I told him, I said, after a while, after about 10 minutes of that kind of chit-chat, I'm out. But God wants, He wants a two-way conversation with us. He not only wants us to speak to Him, but He wants us to listen to Him. Listen to Romans chapter 8. I love this. The Spirit, Holy Spirit, that big S, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. Do you ever feel like you don't have a clue what you even want to pray for? I mean, there's a lot of things going on in here, and you don't even know where to start. You ever feel like that? God talks about it. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. Man, just to sit in His presence, the Spirit knows what's going on in here. And He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints. That's you, church. In Christ, you're a saint. In accordance with God's will. So when we just sit in His presence and allow the Holy Spirit to convey to the Father our heart, we don't always have to have words. Just sit. I've told you this. It helps me in those times, even though I struggle, it helps. Music helps me. If songs that really bless me. And it can be hymns, it can be contemporary, whatever you like that draws you into that place of connection with the Lord. Just listen to some music and just sit there. Sometimes when I'm traveling, I make a lot of trips back and forth to Lubbock with our conference. And sometimes when I'm just traveling, I listen to some Christian music and then I just turn it off and I'm like, Lord, I'm here. I'm here. What would you say to me? What would you say to me? And I've said this before, but every week as I'm prepping for my sermon, this Romans 8 is my prayer. Holy Spirit, come. I pray that you'll intercede from me to the Father and the Father to me. You'll make my heart His heart, my mind His mind, my words His words, that I'll connect with you, Father, and I'll convey what you want to be conveyed. I want to try something this morning. It's not going to be weird or anything like that, but something I want us to try. I want to ask you to bow your heads. In your own heart, I just want you to just say something like this. Lord, I'm here. Lord, I'm here. What would you say to me right now? What would you say to me right now? I'm just going to let you have a few minutes here. Amen. Do I have any brave volunteers that wants to just shout out what something the Lord might have shown them? We had a couple this morning in the early service. Grace? Amen. If you couldn't hear her, she said, the Lord said, you are enough, you are worthy, and you're worthy of love and affection. We all need that, don't we, Grace? Any other bold ones? Let my peace be your peace. Because his peace isn't tied to circumstances. His peace transcends circumstances. Thank you, Em. Anyone else? It will be well. Amen. Amen. And it can be a lot of things. Jim. Trust me. Trust me, I got you. Boy, do we need that, brother. Love them where they are. Love that. I'm still here with you. Thank you. Peace be with you. You know, and many of you may have heard something that you're not sharing. That's okay. That's okay. God, he's with us. He wants to convey to us. When I force myself to be still and listen, I hear from him. And it could be something simple. This past Friday, most of y'all know, if you... got my email. If you're on the prayer team, you for sure know this, but Wiley Wise is, most of you know Wiley and Martha Wise. Wiley's been moved into hospice, and Jesus seems to be calling Wiley home. And Cheryl and I went to see Wiley and Martha Friday, and the McCarns were there as well. And Martha, Wiley's back in a bed in the bedroom. We went and had some time with him, and then we went and just sat with Martha for a while. And we were asking Martha how she was doing. And she said, it's getting harder. Wiley's a big man, and it's getting harder for her to, he falls. And so that's one of the reasons why they had to progress to hospice. But she said they managed to get him in his recliner this past week. And he needed to go to the restroom, and there was just her there, and she couldn't get him up to get him to the restroom. And she said, I just prayed, Lord, help me. And right after she prayed that prayer, at her door, and the hospice nurse that had already told her she would be an hour later said, I was at home, and I just felt like I'm supposed to go now. God loves us. He doesn't prove his love by the lack of trials in our lives. He proves his love for us because he died for us and because he walks with us. And he's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our prayers. And that's why Scripture tells us to pray without ceasing, to be connected to him at all times, because he will see us through. You'll just bow your heads with me as the praise team comes back up. God, we are so humbled that you love us, that you would even want to be in relationship with us, that you even care what's going on in our lives. We're humbled by that, and we're really staggered by that. But you do, and you are. You do love us, and you're always with us, and you want relationship with us. Father, help us learn how, if it's your will for us to be joyful always and to give thanks in all circumstances and to pray without ceasing, show us how. Give us that foundation so that we might be a light in this world. connect our hearts in a deep way with you. Teach us to pray, just like your disciples asked Jesus, teach us to pray. And that prayer begins with exalting you, Father. We love you. We thank you that you are a God who hears our prayers. We pray it in Jesus' holy, precious name. Amen. I invite you to stand if you're able as we close. If you don't know that Jesus that we're talking about, he knows you, and he wants you to know him. Don't leave this place without visiting with me about that. Today, be joyful, that word always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, be connected to him in all circumstances. That is God's heart for us, that is God's will for us, and that is good news, church. Go and tell someone. We are dismissed. God bless you. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Jeff Hatcher with Wiley Methodist Church in Abilene, Texas. I want to thank you for listening to this message from God's Word today. If you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, He loves you and He wants to be your friend and your Savior. If that is you, I ask you to pray this prayer with me. Lord, I confess that I am a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of my sin. I ask you to come into my heart and be my Lord and my Savior and wash me as white as snow in Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer today for the first time, I invite you to do four things. First of all, tell someone, share this decision with someone. We are better together than we are alone. And then also, I ask you to consider being baptized. Jesus Himself set the example for us by being baptized Himself, and He encourages us to do the same. And then I ask you to consider finding a Bible-believing and Bible-preaching church and plug in. Again, we are better together than alone. And then finally, I ask you to get into God's Word. It's not just because it is makes us a better person, but also because it is the living Word, and God speaks to us through His Word. The Gospel of John is a great place to begin. If I can help you be of any sort of assistance through this process, you can contact me at my email address, jhatcher@wileymethodist.org. God bless you.